Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum, take it from Spoon, and lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the most reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode 32 for shouldidrinkthat.com.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
Yeah. And I think we already drank it tonight. What do you think?
Yeah, this is our anti-Valentine's Day show. Is that what
Yeah, I like to call it that. Yeah, I think I coined it that.
Because
fuck Valentine's. Yeah, it's a man-made holiday. Fuck you.
Thank you, Hallmark.
Yeah, you bastards.
And you, is it Greek mythology that has Valentine and whatever?
Sure, whatever.
Yeah, we'll go with that one.
Cupid
tonight.
Is stupid. Love stinks. Yeah. No, all right.
Yeah, if you haven't been able to tell, we were at the bar tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, for actually, it's a special SIDT event, really.
Are we going to announce it on this show?
I think we should do it right now. Why don't you tell the people?
I think it's official now because we got the pictures taken.
Right. Yeah, we had a photo shoot today.
Yes. SIDT, shouldidrinkthat.com, had a photo shoot today because we are going to be published people.
Yeah. Literary geniuses.
said in the most loosely way.
Yeah, right.
We are going to be the quarterly beer guys for a new magazine.
Wait, the quarterly?
Quarterly.
Good, there you go.
Yeah. Beer guys for this new magazine called Flavor, which is a foodie magazine which will be available. In Southwest
Flavor,
In Southwest Pennsylvania. I don't know how far it's going to go yet. We haven't really talked about that.
Yeah, more ways than one.
But, yes, we are going to be doing a quarterly magazine. Beer article.
Beer-related article, beer reviews, beer information.
The first one we're going to be doing is actually going to be on the hop shortage, and the issue will be available, I believe, February 29th is the last time that we heard for the release date for it. It's going to go until about May, I believe.
Sure, I'll roll with that.
Yeah, let's go with that.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, we're going to go with that one. So what we're going to do is we're going to offer you, the listeners, a chance to get an autographed copy of the magazine.
You know, our listeners are our best fans.
All three of them.
Yeah.
Groucho and
yeah, we got more Clark. Than that. Don't flatter yourself.
Yeah, the guys at Beer Safari basically can get a free magazine. All you bajillion listeners that we do have can
Righteous,
get an autographed
brother.
Copy of this magazine.
Unless you're international, fuck you, I ain't paying shipping for the magazine. So
yeah, go to our website
Just
and
kidding.
Click on the About Us section. You can see where you can contact us.
Right on.
And send us your name and shipping address, and we will send you an autographed copy of the magazine. We're cool like that.
Yeah.
We're yeah.
Excuse me.
That's from Happy Hour earlier with the the people from the magazine. We had a nice little bash tonight.
Yeah, they treated us well. We're starting the show very, very late because of that. And we're not blaming them. We thank them.
And where exactly, what city was this in?
Beaver County.
Beaver, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could let your jokes start running there. It's actually a pretty cool place. It's the first time I've actually been there.
I was kind of nervous about the name of the place.
The Back Door.
Yeah, I thought I was walking into the Blue Oyster there for a moment, but yeah,
we were kind of worried. But
it's kind of this like back, you know, local bar that serves some really kick-ass craft beer. Honestly,
yeah,
real cheap too.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Prices kicked ass.
They had a beer list of over 100 and some beers, and they said, "Oh yeah, you guys got to join the beer club that we have here to drink each beer." Well, you know, we saw Mick Ultra, and we're thinking, "Well, shit."
Yeah, we could do that in a week.
Yeah, easy. Definitely drink 100 beers in a week.
Right.
We want to thank especially Jeanette, too.
Jeanette,
she was very
I love you,
cool.
baby.
She's the one that said, hey, you guys got to come out and drink with my posse, is the way she put it.
Hang with my peeps.
So it was her and Scott and a bunch of the guys.
Yeah, great bunch of people, man. I had a good time. Oh, great bunch of people. I cannot wait to hang with them people again.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we drunk dialed our good friend Clark from Dude Night.
Yeah, I love you, brother.
We got lost. We didn't really know where the hell we were going, so we just decided to call him, and he's offered.
I failed to bring my GPS along, so we kind of guessed along the way.
He offered to give us directions, and we said, you know what? We're just going to follow the signs for Pittsburgh.
But hell, if we can make it back home from that place, so can you.
Absolutely. I don't think they have a website, so
no.
We'll see what kind of information we can provide. And we might actually go there and record a show because we talked to the one bartender.
Wait, I have the information somewhere. Keep sure talking.
Okay. The bartenders that we talked to were very informative about their beers. Like I said, there was close to 100 and some. And unfortunately, there are some of the beers that we never had. We're like, dude, oh, can we have this one? He's like, oh, sorry, it's sold out. Everyone keeps ordering that. We're like, all right, well, how about the next one? Nah, sorry, that's sold out. But I do have to admit that it was nice getting a big fat bottle of Delirium for $5. Oh, delicious. We had most of the beers that we had tonight were at least $1 to $2 cheaper than what we get in Allegheny County, which is a definite plus.
You know what? God bless the bartender. I was asking for some information tonight, and he actually ripped the top off of one of the friggin' menus to give me the name and the address of the place. And
we'll
the phone
it.
Number? Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I did with
we'll
it.
We'll post it on the website for you, though.
There you go. That'll work.
Yeah, because we're good.
Post-production
like that.
Kicks ass.
Absolutely. So, like I said, we're doing the anti-Valentine's Day, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
A little hodgepodge of Valentine's Day.
We should probably label this Love Stinks or something. I don't know. Episode 32, Love Stinks. Yeah, yeah.
I can't say much. I'm married, so I can't say love stinks, but the beers that we're going to have are a nice hodgepodge of Valentine's Day.
Yeah, a lot of people are expecting some nice, fun Valentine's Day shows.
Not for
Valentine's Day beers.
That doesn't happen on SIET.
Yeah,
come
no.
on. You guys know us better than that.
We get it twisted a bit.
And if you're new to the show, we don't do nice things. Well, kind of.
Yes, we do.
We do when... persuaded through the monetary.
We do it with flavor.
Flav. All right, so what's this first one we have here?
This is Rogues. And again, this is a play on the anti-Valentine's Day deal. Brutal Bitter. If you're brutally bitter about your spouse, this beer is for you. And the show's for you, actually.
It's a extra special strong bitter. It's an ESB. And it's also at 6.5% alcohol by volume.
Awesome.
We each have our own bottle, so we don't.
I've had this
share.
Before, but it's been years.
I don't think I've had this.
So we'll see.
Yeah,
what this
I don't think I've had this one. So,
and for those of you that know that we chug the beers we don't like, this should be an interesting show if we hate these because we're already half kicked in the ass.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Well, we've had quite a few at the bar, so
we're already loaded.
Yeah, so let's see what happens. What better way to celebrate Valentine's Day than being half kicked
exactly.
in the back?
Exactly. All right, I'm opening mine, dude.
He's opening this with the official SIDT
butt plug
bottle opener.
You know what? I'll open yours. There you go.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I do have to say that I was at IKEA to look for more of these butt plug bottle openers, and they don't have any.
It depends on what the Chinese are making this time of year.
The Swedes. Well, it's the Swedes.
Yeah, it's coming from China. Come on.
Yeah, it's most of their stuff.
It's
from
crap.
China. All right, we're going to pour this.
Yeah, I'm pouring mine, bro. I don't care about you because it's anti-Valentine's Day. So fuck off. You ain't getting no flowers from me, douchebag.
I don't expect any. all right. Well,
of course, with a great head.
Yeah, I've got a nice two-finger head on this one.
Nice dark amber color.
This is pretty
cool. Ooh, the aroma is nice, malty.
Ooh. This could be an interesting evening for you guys.
Oh, dude. Cheers, brother.
We don't know how this show will turn out, so.
Yeah, this is a potluck show, so.
The potluck show. All right, man. Let's try this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Ooh. Well, it's definitely bitter.
Yeah, that's a bitter beer.
Wow.
Definitely an ESB. Oh. Malty. A lot of malt. I'm not sure if I can taste a lot of the hops in that because of the bitterness. I guess that goes hand in hand. Hops, bitterness.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, that's really settling on my palate. Oh, wow. That's pretty
yeah,
thick.
Yeah, it sits thick. Yeah. This is a heavy bitter. It's good, though. Mm. I like it.
It's kind of dry.
Which it should be.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of a, I'm getting some pretty dry dryness
to the palate.
There you go.
Ooh,
this isn't bad.
I like it. Yeah. Mm. I don't think this is a beer I could sit down and drink a six pack of, but
oh fuck no, no.
It's a very enjoyable beer.
Wow.
Very clear, yeah, crisp.
Overall, on Beer Advocate, they're giving this about an A, which you know for an ESB, that's about right for an ESB. I think we had one ESB tonight.
Do you have the rate beer?
Fuck no.
Values? Attaboy.
The fuck do I care about rate beer? I don't give a shit about that.
Yeah, Beer Advocate's king.
Well, ever since those fuckers tried to flame us on rate beer, fuck them.
Yeah, but that actually helped us, so.
But yeah, it's not too bad. It's dry.
It's wow. Everything a bitter, in my opinion, should be, but I didn't expect as much malt mouth feel to it.
It's
malty.
It's making me pucker a lot.
Yeah, it's a good bitter. It's a brutal bitter.
It's got a nice hops aroma to it, though.
So, you know, here's to all the people that got shafted on Valentine's Day today.
Have a bitter.
Yeah, I know you're brutally bitter, so this one's for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a nice clink.
Yeah, it was.
It's not too bad.
I like it. I like it. It's a very... Yeah. This is a, I wouldn't say a sipper, but you should not party with this beer, I'll say that.
Yeah, this is definitely not a party.
This is not your BMC craft beer.
It is 100% pure rogue. There's not too much on the label, though, about this. Most of the beers that we
it's
have.
It's got that typical ugly-ass rogue label, in my opinion.
A lot of purple and red.
Yeah, some dude tipping his hat up with his glasses all fucking crooked holding the beer.
That's why, because he's half in the bag.
Right,
dude.
Exactly. I wonder if he's brutally bitter.
It's not bad.
No, not at all.
I could deal with it.
So, one down, not chugging.
I'm definitely not going to be dude, if you chug this one, you're going to have the bitter beer face.
We got an hour show, dude. I'm already drunk, so if we try one that sucks, we're both in trouble. Damn.
That's why you guys listen to us.
Yeah, we're going to be honest about the show. Yeah. We're burping, we're farting, whatever you want to call it.
We're not very big fans of Valentine's Day to start with.
I never was. I mean,
even though
if I'm with a girl, I love you every day. Shut up.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, because I'm not a big fan of the holiday. I think it's a bullshit holiday. Honestly,
Hallmark is Hitler.
But there is a plus side to February 14th.
Massacre.
That too, but
I had to go there.
It's the start of birthday week.
What the fuck is birthday week?
Birthday week would be 7 days.
And how do you know this?
Because 7 days after Valentine's Day would be Father Spoon's birthday.
Oh, so it's a personal thing. I was thinking national fucking holiday, but nobody's going to Father Spoon national holiday. Oh, God forbid.
Every day starting on Valentine's, 7 days prior, you get a small present. Then on your birthday, you get the big thing.
So you get like a blowjob on Valentine's Day and a full-blown...
yeah. Blow job and a steak.
Nice.
And sushi.
Just goes up from there, right?
Yeah, basically.
Literally.
That's why I look forward to Valentine's Day every year. Because it leads
the sex up, gets better.
It leads up to Father Spoon's birthday.
Wow, dude.
I expect presents from you bitches, too.
I'm a drunk, so before I forget, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be turning 23.
Lying motherfucker.
Plus a lot.
Yeah.
Plus 9.
We're not even talking age because our age difference is like a decade or something. So let's let that go.
It's not that much, but we'll roll with that, though.
I'm 38-ish.
I'm going to be 31-ish.
Yeah, see.
Two-ish, maybe.
Yeah, you've crossed that threshold. You're on the downward spiral to sick puppyville.
I'm waiting until I hit 40.
Yeah, right.
Mm. This is a good beer, though.
Very delicious beer.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's definitely not a party beer.
Yeah, which, I mean, most craft beers shouldn't be labeled that, I guess. That was a wrong choice of words. I mean, you can party with craft beer, don't get me wrong, but you're not doing the college frat boy partying with Rogue Special or Brutal Bitter.
Yeah, you'll be fucked up pretty damn quick is the best way to put it.
What was the alcohol on this again?
6.5, I believe is what
I said.
Well,
to me, that's a session beer, but...
Yeah. Yeah, for most people that listen to our show, 6.5 is probably the bottom of the ring.
Right.
For most of our listeners.
We love the ABV. Alcohol by volume for people who don't know. Dumbasses.
And drink this out of a pint glass, just like us.
Right.
No, it's not bad. I kind of dig it. Like I said, it's very dry.
Yeah, I would
though.
Buy this again. I would recommend it to friends, especially ESB.
Not friends that I hate.
Right. Or most of my friends that hate me. It's a given.
So, dude, I haven't seen you. What's been going on?
Dude, I had the flu again. The last show I had the flu and I got over it. And then like a week before we were supposed to record this show,
yeah,
I get the flu again.
Yeah, so we had to put it off again.
It might be something to do with my weak-ass immune system from drinking.
We're not saying that drinking a lot of alcohol will cause your immunity system to go.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't say alcohol, you know.
Just saying if you drink as much as Sick Puppy.
it's got to hurt the immune system.
So what have you been taking to get over that?
Heroin.
Well, that works.
Dude.
I don't see any track marks on your arm.
I hate to be a fucking commercial, but fuck Mucinex, baby. Them pills are brutal. They work great.
Now, Mucinex is over the counter, right?
Yeah. It's expensive shit. $14, 14 pills.
Holy shit.
Yeah, you're only supposed to take like one a day.
Well, if you're going to be doing that, why not just drop acid? For the price, I mean, hell.
I almost thought about dropping one in a beer the other day because I haven't had a fucking beer for so long because I've been sick.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that because I've been sick for the last 2 weeks, so this is the first night that I've had to go out drinking.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, it hit me hard.
Nice.
It hit me very hard tonight.
Your alcohol tolerance kind of drops a little bit when you haven't been out for a while.
Oh, yeah. Especially when – what sucks, too, is when you're sick and you open up the fridge, you know, to pull out, like, the chicken soup or whatever, and you see, like, the bottles of beer sitting in your fridge. And
yeah,
like,
I folded the other day, dude. I had a wheat beer in my fridge, and, you know, I'm not a big fan of wheat beers. But
yeah.
Being sick, it actually tasted good.
So Sick Puppy was literally sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that flu thing that's been going around Pennsylvania, I think.
Dude, I never, ever get it twice in 1 year. It's like once it's over, I'm done. They just come back to haunt me this time. Within a month, it would suck.
Well, see, that's kind of the worst part is the fact that Sister Lushy got it first.
Yeah.
And then I knew damn well that I was going to end up getting it. So I had to spend 2 weeks on antibiotics and everything else to fight it. So I was like that borderline being sick and everything. Oh, let me tell you, that's the worst thing.
That sucks because you're hanging, dude.
Because I'm kind of
coughing. I'm better. Wait, I'm good. Wait, I'm better. Oh, wait,
I'm kind of coughing.
Like, oh, I feel bad. Wait, I feel good. Oh,
I'm
I feel
not
bad.
Coughing.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it was freaking miserable.
That's what I thought this whole past week. I'm like, oh, yeah, I feel better. And then like 2 hours later, I'm like, oh, I feel like shit. Suck, dude. But anyway, I'm on the upswing. How about you?
I'm getting there. It's you know, I'm drinking beer tonight. So
yeah, exactly.
Like, okay.
Fucking A, dude. Yeah. Cheers to that,
yeah,
brother.
I'm not on antibiotics right now.
Right.
So that's a definite plus.
So what else you got going on, dude? Anything?
Well, actually, it's let's see. So we got Valentine's Day coming up.
Yeah.
So we are in the season of Lent, being Father, the Most Reverend Father Spoon. You know, it's.
See, he's talking about Lent. I'm thinking about a massacre. So we got two different little stories up here. Actually, let's tell the folks our original plan for this evening.
Okay,
kind of went to hell.
Go ahead.
I wanted to do a show, being that I hate Valentine's Day. We wanted to like twist it completely around. And I wanted to do a show about the St. Valentine's Day Massacre from the gangsters back in the, you know, 20s.
Oh, yeah.
Al Capone and all that.
Yeah, Capone and those guys.
We had a perfect beer picked out. It was Speakeasy beers. They had three or four really good ones. And I haven't had them for a while, and neither has Spoon. So we go to the beer shop to pick some up, and, you know, it's a perfect theme. Everything was going to go smooth as shit. So I walked up to Three Sons. I'm like, hey, you got the Speakeasy? Like, dude, they went out of business a long time ago.
We didn't know that.
there's a wrench in our plans.
Yeah, we didn't know that.
Actually, on that note, they are back and up and running again, but somebody else is brewing their beer right now.
Really? It
should be available in March.
Who's doing it now?
I have no fucking idea.
You.
Google Speakeasy Brewery. You'll figure it out.
You want to Google it right now?
No.
Let
the peeps do it.
We're supposed to make this easy for everyone else.
All right, look it up, bitch. I'll just edit it out.
What am I looking for? Speakeasy what?
Speakeasy Brewing or Brewery.
I got Speakeasy Bandwidth Test.
No, that ain't good.
Okay. Speakeasy Ales and Lagers, San Francisco, California.
That's the one.
That's all it says.
That's it?
Well, it says Speakeasy Brewery, San Francisco, California.
Yeah, they're brewing again, trust me.
Okay.
I was talking to the distributor today.
I love my Google.
Yeah. So maybe we'll do a show on those later since we actually like
that's what our plan
brought
was.
Them up and yeah denied.
Well, the one of the things I wanted to bring up, since it is...
Well, Sick Puppy being the Sick Puppy he is, I really want to do a show on Valentine's Day about a bloody fucking murdering massacre.
We'll find another reason to do
it. Right, yeah. We'll figure it out. But anyway, continue.
About the whole Lent thing.
What's Lent?
Yeah, Lent would be the 40 days before Easter.
What's Easter?
For the Roman Catholics out there.
For the religious people out there.
Yes. So this past Wednesday was Ash Wednesday. So me and Sister Lushy went out, and you know, we got toner put on our foreheads.
Yeah, people walk around with fake bullet holes in their heads.
It's a cross.
Yeah, whatever.
It's toner. It's ashes. So we...
I digress, but continue.
Well, here's the funny thing is, we went to Long John Silver's in Cranberry. This might catch some of you as a surprise. I have never been to a Long John Silver's.
Yeah, when you told me that, dude, I was like, what?
I don't eat fish.
No hush puppy for you.
I don't eat fish. I never think about going to Long John Silver's. So I was like, all right, I'll tell you what. It's Lent. I'll make the sacrifice here, you know, being the good Catholic that I am. I'll make a sacrifice, a penance, whatever. And I'll eat fish. So we go to Long John Silver's, and I have to tell you what happened there.
Now, you didn't say anything about this.
Yeah, I haven't told anybody about this, well, besides Lushy. So we go in there, and it's filled with Catholics. Like, we all we all bombarded the place. As soon as
in
mass,
line for breaded fake fish.
Well, as soon as we got out of Mass, everyone, like, just hit this place. So we go in there.
Fucking ridiculous.
And, we go up to the counter. I'm looking at what I want, and I'm like, okay, there's like a shrimp buffet type thing, like a shrimp platter.
Right.
I'm like, all right, I want that. And I'm like, ooh, wow. Like, you know, look at all this stuff. And the guy that waited on us, his name was Dave.
Dave's not here.
Dave is the most miserable son of a bitch.
Dude, he wears a fucking Long John Silver's. Give him some cred, dude. Yeah,
he's probably in his 50s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, give him some cred, brother.
Gray hair. He comes up. He's like, welcome to... Oh, almost a real lobster. Welcome to Long John Silver's. Can I take your order? I'm like, yeah, I'll take like a 412. And Lushy's like, I'll take like a 411. He's like,
do they have a 420?
Probably.
Nice.
And yeah, the kid in the back, like playing with his hands, doing like traces and shit, was ordering the 420. So he's like, all right, that'll be like 10 something or whatever. I'm like, okay, that's fine. He's like, do you want fries? I'm like, yeah, I'll take fries. You know, you can get a hush puppy with that. Just the most, you can just tell he hated his life.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, that's fine. He's like, do you want it for here?
Dude, if I'm 50 and working at Long John Silver's, I'm eating a bullet.
Well, it gets better. I was like, well, no, we want it to go. He's like, are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. I want it to go. Do you want it in a paper bag? I'm like, yes, I want it in a paper
bag. 20 questions.
It's like, I want my food. I want to go. He goes, please step aside and we will provide you with your food. I'm like, all right, whatever. We're laughing about it. I go, oh, hey, they have lobster bites that are dipped in butter. I'm like, this would be great. I go back up there. He goes, oh, did you forget something? I'm like, yeah, I want the lobster bites. Cash or credit? I'm like, well, cash. I've got $4. You don't have exact change.
Like, wow, miserable motherfucker.
So I go, no, Dave, I don't. I have $4. He goes, one moment.
Excuse me, can I get a manager to the front?
Are you serious? He couldn't make change for $4?
He didn't have any change in his register. Guy comes up, he gives me change. He's like, okay, yeah, no problem, sir. And Dave goes, thank you. Have a wonderful night.
Then you went home and ate a bullet.
I wanted to pull out a gun right there and just fucking cap him.
It's like listening to the Smiths in line for Long John Silver's.
Now, I understand. If you're working fast food, whatever. You know,
it wasn't Morrissey, was it?
No, it wasn't Morris. And it wasn't that Daughtry guy either. And it wasn't Kurt Cobain, so he didn't have like a fucking piece of steel in his mouth. But the whole point was, you know what?
Depresso music.
You know what? Be thankful someone gave you a fucking job.
Exactly. Yeah, right? I'll give you
I'm
that.
I'm sorry your life sucks so bad that you're working.
Hey, he applied there.
Exactly. He's working on Wednesday night, Ash Wednesday of all days, at a fish place. Yeah. Put a smile on your face. I don't give a shit. You're making like $9 an hour to work here.
I doubt that.
$8.25 was what the sign said to start.
Wow.
Yeah. What the fuck's up with that?
Well, they probably give him like $12 hours a week.
So miserable, Dave. I'd like to say thank you because...
thanks for the fish, Dave.
Yeah. And you know what? I hope you go home every night smelling like fish.
Yeah. And so do I.
And your girlfriend that you have on Second Life appreciates it.
Wow.
I was so pissed. I'm like, dude, you know what? If you're like melancholy, that's fine. But don't be like, oh, you get your money. Shut up.
I will give him credit, though. Motherfuck, poor bastard's working at fucking Long John Silver. Yeah. Probably because he lost his pension or something.
At least
shit.
He has a job, but god damn it, put a smile on your face.
Yeah, it's customer service, for god's sake.
The goddamn hippie in the back cooking fries had a smile on his face. Learn from him.
Wow. Dude, we ready to try the next beer? Now your ranting is done?
I don't know.
Let's not depress the peeps.
Yeah, what do you say? You want to, well, we still have like half glass. You want to just chug these? Fuck it, let's do it. Come on.
Fuck, dude.
Chug us, come on.
By the end of this show, Sick Puppy's going to be a wreck.
Dude, we were a wreck before we
Cheers,
started.
Brother.
Cheers. Let's do this.
Fuck. Oh.
Deliciousness.
That's a hard chug, though. That was a thick beer.
Well, you know, I had a couple 90 minutes tonight and I had some delirium, so.
I don't remember what the fuck I had.
A lot of beer. You were drinking Arrogant Bastard tonight.
Yeah, that was number one.
You had the Ruination IPAs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Now, here's what I don't get. Why was that Ruination $9?
It was $6.50.
It said $9 on the menu, I thought.
No, $6.50.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then fuck me.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to head down to the SIDT beer cellar, get the next beer for anti-Valentine's Day, and we shall return. Hey, this is Sick Puppy. We're back from the cellar. Beer number two.
Down in the cellar.
For the anti-Valentine's Day show.
And what better way to represent that than with Misery Bay IPA.
All right, we're a little brutal and bitter. Now I got a little misery going on.
Coming to us from the Erie Brewing Company of beautiful downtown Erie, Pennsylvania. Erie Penn, home of the Father Spoon.
This one comes out at 6.5% alcohol by volume.
It's got a pretty cool label on it, though. I'm digging this. For those of you who aren't familiar with the Erie area, Misery Bay is up there by, I guess it would be Presque Isle.
Yeah, I didn't know the history on this until you actually said it.
You have to look at the map. Presque Isle kind of looks like that armpit hair that sticks out because it kind of curls. So Misery Bay is like right in between the top of the curl. And
is
like
it close
middle.
To that bird poop island that was on Dirty Jobs?
No. Cleveland.
All right.
That's the other side of Lake Erie. This is actually like in Erie.
Bird crap island or whatever it is.
Yeah, the one that Mike Rowe went to.
Right, yeah. That's a great episode.
This is not by that.
All right.
So, we have this coming from the Erie Brewing Company. And like you said, it's an IPA, 6.5. If you would please hand over the SIDT butt plug bottle opener.
When I'm done with it, yeah.
I do dig the labels that they're starting to come out with for Erie Brewing. I mean, there's a lot of artwork that went into this.
Yeah, they even got some dialogue on the label from the dudes on the label.
There's dialogue from the dudes on the label.
No, I think that the brewery is that way.
No, I think, yeah.
It's pointing.
It's pointing that way.
Check it out. We'll post some pictures if we're sober enough to do so later. Again, there
and
you
this
go.
Is the, this is the first IPA from Erie Brewing Company, which the beers yeah. they normally have come out with have been the Erie Rail Bender.
Right.
The
They were pushing the envelope on this one, I guess, according to them.
Oh, but. Yeah. The same company that brings you Hard Cock.
Yeah, Hard Cock.
Erie Hard Cock.
Rail Bender.
There's also the the Presque Isle Pils and the Mad Anthony that they also have.
Yes. Great brewery.
And we met was Jim from there.
Sure.
Jim Hicks came down and was talking to us about this and brought down some Misery Bay. We're like, dude, we got to try this out because the fact that Erie finally made an IPA, I'm pretty stoked about the whole fact.
Yeah, so. I guess there was some tension there whether they wanted to actually do this or not. There were... some internal issues where they wanted to release an IPA.
Yeah, but how could you not want to come out with an IPA?
Right,
that's
right.
What I don't get is like an IPA is, in most cases, is like a flagship beer.
I mean, it's the sign of the times, dude.
Yeah.
Good craft beer kicking in. IPAs are popular now. Why wouldn't right. they?
There we go. Ooh. Dude, check out the hue on that. Sorry. Pulling out my art stuff.
Ew.
I'm like, the hue. Like, ew. That's actually pretty light for an IPA, though.
Yeah, it's very clear. Got some good carbonation.
It actually kind of looks like a light lager to it, kind of reminiscent of a Yingling.
I don't know if it's the way I poured it, but I have no much head on mine.
I have a little bit of head retention on mine.
It smells like an IPA, dude. You smell the hops
dude,
seeping out of that.
That's some good hops.
You trying yours? What do you think?
Wow. Wow.
Hoppy goodness?
That's a lot of hops. Holy shit.
Yeah, we love the hops on SIDT, so this should be pretty good for me, too. Let me give this a shot, dude.
Now, the one thing I'm wondering, which we haven't been able to... actually, we haven't asked them about this yet, but I'm kind of curious how the hop shortage is going to affect beers like
this. That's awesome.
This is pretty good.
That's so good.
I mean,
as far as their batch size goes, I have no idea, but I would imagine that they have enough hops contracted to last them through at least 2008.
Oh, god damn, that's a good beer.
Oh, that's a perfect IPA. Not, you know, if you're just getting into IPAs, I think this is a good one to start out with.
Yeah, this is a good starter IPA for it.
It's not too, you know, anal retentive hoppy overbearing. It's not too mild either. It's
well, like I
very
said,
well balanced.
Yeah, like I said, it's, when you look at it, it's got like, I guess you could say like a light copper.
Yeah, right.
Most of the IPAs that we have are a little bit thicker, a little bit darker to it.
Yeah, it depends on what you drink, I guess. It depends on the American craft brewer's definition of an IPA, I mean.
But the aroma to it and the overall taste of the
aroma's
hops
all hops to me, yeah.
Yeah, this is actually really good.
I'm not sure
good.
What kind of hops I use. I have no idea, but.
I can say that I'm pretty proud of a beer coming out of Erie Penn.
Yeah, me too for a change.
Yeah, you're not giving me shit about it.
You know how much I hate the Railbender.
Even though the Railbender is what,
hard cock.
Yeah. Hard cock, Railbender, hard cock, it's all the same thing.
Hey, fool me once, fool me twice.
Yeah, whatever.
You know.
Yeah, that whole shit thing. I'm digging this, though. It's. Have you seen what these are going for about a case? Probably about 30.
I believe all of their beers, no matter what style it is like $29.99 a case.
That's about right. I haven't seen this as a full case yet. That's why I was curious.
At least here in PA, I don't know.
And I do have to kind of smile here because hidden underneath the...
Yeah, what the hell does that say? I was looking at that. There's a flag on the boat that says...
Don't give up the ship.
Oh!
Yeah, for Oliver Hazard Perry for the Battle of Lake Erie.
You know history. I don't. That's awesome.
I hope
know
so.
That,
I freaking lived there for 22 years.
I went to school in Erie. I should knows.
I should knows this stuff. Well, you know, they program that in your head when you're like in kindergarten. You have to know all of your history. Otherwise, you don't get the... graduminate until first grade.
I didn't get to graduminate.
Especially those of us that go to Catholic schools.
That's awesome, dude.
That's pretty cool. This is a very good
the captain
beer.
Of the boat pointing towards a flag saying, no, I think the brewery's that way. That's funny.
Which is true because if you're familiar with the landscape of Erie, this is actually out on, I believe it's Vesheco Drive, which is on the west side of Erie. So they're trying to point you towards downtown Erie. Which is where you can find the Brewery. And our good friends, Chris.
Yes.
And all the guys down there.
Love you bastards. Can't wait to get up there again.
It's another brewery you'd find downtown Erie, Pennsylvania.
It's one reason I should probably go return to Erie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to come back up to Erie with me sometime.
Right.
It's not that bad.
It's a nice town, dude. I bash it because there's nothing there. Other than a big fucking lake.
Well, that and the shrine that they built to me. And the statues and everything else.
Right.
Let's go with that. That's why I tell the chicks. The chicks dig it.
You schmuck.
Oh, my God. You got a statue to you up there, Erie.
You going out there and that?
And I say, yeah, Dolan Irish plays up there all the time.
So, you know, we're on the Valentine's Day themes or the anti-Valentine's Day theme. So far, we have the Brutal Bitter and the Misery Bay IPA. So far, we're brutally bitter and miserable.
I'm not miserable.
To those people, this show's for you.
Yeah, this is a very good IPA, though.
Yeah, I love this. Cheers, brother.
Cheers, buddy.
Yeah.
If you want a good start-out IPA, first time listening to our show, definitely check this one out.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. Pick it up.
It's pretty readily available in the Pittsburgh area.
I've seen it everywhere. Yeah, Western PA area.
Western PA, probably parts of Ohio and
West
Virginia.
I would assume, yeah. Check the website. They have the distribution list there.
ErieBrewingCo.com.
Right on, brother.
And I believe they do sell SIDT thongs with Sick Puppy's picture on it. Is that
yeah. Should I eat this? right on the front?
It's funny I mentioned that because we actually had people asking us tonight about what kind of swag you can get for SIDT.
You know, anything you damn well please, just look it up.
And we actually mentioned to a couple of the women, we're like, well, you know you can get thongs. I'm like, well, we don't wear thongs. I'm like, well, you want thongs with our pictures on them, don't you? And they're like, well, yeah, I guess.
Which we don't actually have yet, to be honest with you.
Go to cafepress.com/SIDT.
And by the time the show airs, we will.
We're going to have to now.
Yeah?
Yeah, this isn't bad, though. I dig this.
Yeah, it's a very good beer. I mean, If you're afraid of IPAs, don't be afraid of this one. It's not overpowering. It's not, you know, that grapefruity over hop bitterness to it. It's very well balanced. It's a very well-made beer. Yeah,
it's a session beer.
I agree. And again, well, with us, 6.5%. That's a good session beer.
Actually, for those fans of ours who don't know what session beers are, what is it?
I think we covered this on a previous show, but it's worth repeating.
We have new people all the time, right? So.
A session beer is something that you can drink a lot of in one sitting and not get totally hammered with.
Well, if you drink a lot of it.
Yeah, I guess it depends on who you are. And my session beer is usually 7, 8% or above.
Minimum.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's a well-put statement there. 7 or 8% minimum is my starting session beer.
Well, you know, it's funny, actually, that we have we're doing the IPA right now. Have you seen what... I think it's the Brewing Network is doing it right now.
No.
It's Brewing News, sorry.
I was going to say that's Brewing News, not Brewing Network, right?
Brewing Network, those are those bastards that gave us the award.
Yeah, we did win an award from them, guys. Yeah. Which, you know, I'd like to thank them for that, by the way.
Yeah.
We won the Douchebag Award.
Douchebag of the Year Award.
Yeah, Douchebag of the Year.
Yeah, it goes to not only SIDT. But
I don't want to take all the credit. It was to every other beer podcast out there.
But we do have to give credit to Dude Knight and, you know...
Big Foamy Head, yeah, Craft Beer Radio, and Pacific Brew News.
Those Groucho and Spud.
Assholes.
Spud. Yeah. What's his name? Chud? Cud?
Chuddalicious.
Chuddalicious.
Yeah, from the Beer Report.
Yeah, those guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, you know, like you said, you know, Big Foamy Head, everyone over there at Beer Safari, apparently...
You know, the Brewing Network. By the way, I'm still waiting on my fucking trophy.
Yeah, so apparently we're all douchebags, and we don't have an award yet. I would put in the audio clip right here, but if you listen to everybody else on Beer Safari, they've played it by now, so
yeah,
we have no real point.
Well, my point is, if they went out to insult me, I just want to say thanks for reminding me that I'm a douchebag. I'm okay with that.
Then the fact that they like to think that they're the grandfathers of everything, when in fact our good friend Jeffrey T. at the Good Beer Show... schooled all their asses.
He's the grandfather of craft beer radio show, dude.
And he's one of us. So,
and number one, brother.
So all you guys over there at the Brewing Network, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I got to say about that.
But on the side note, the Brewing News, I was checking out...
we had to vent there for a second.
Yeah, the Great Lakes Brewing News, dude, this is very cool. I was checking this out. They're doing like a March Madness type thing.
Oh, yeah.
With their brackets, they're doing the best IPA.
Awesome,
championship.
Dude. We should post that on the website for this show, maybe in the notes.
There we go. We'll post a link to the form you can download. You can go to their site and you can, you know, basically fill out your brackets like you would for the NCAA pool for basketball.
But with beer.
Yeah, but with IPAs. Yeah, so you could go fill that out. I'm still like halfway through mine. I
got to print mine out yet. I completely forgot about that until you sent it.
Yeah,
right,
I don't
now.
Know who I'm going to pick for my finals on this one yet, but it's a pretty close race for me.
Well, that's
personally,
a lot of IPAs to fill in, man. Yeah. That's tough choices right there,
there's,
dude.
There's some IPAs I haven't had. I'm like, well, we can't get them in Pennsylvania because we suck.
No, our listeners suck because they don't send us this stuff.
And our state sucks because of the alcohol tax.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you, Dan Alvarado.
Just kidding, fans.
But yeah, it's very cool, though, the fact that they sat down and they figured out, you know, like the top.
Yeah, that was very IPAs. Well done, man.
And you could, you know, you fill this out, you can fill it out online, and then, the, you know, the winner gets a prize or some shit. You get,
I don't know what the fuck it is.
You get like a certificate or a pat on the back or like.
Yay.
A,
IPA,
like,
yay.
Like a fake golden hop or some shit.
You get the non existent trophy like we should have got for the Douchebag of the Year Award. Maybe something like that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But I thought that was a very cool idea, though.
Yeah, it's awesome, dude. To start up. Yeah, it was a great idea.
So go out there and vote. If you see the beers that you've had, you know, definitely vote for them. I've heard there's some like heavyweights going up like neck and neck with each other. So I'm kind of curious to see.
Awesome.
How these
are I'm gonna have to revisit that tomorrow, dude, because it ain't happening tonight.
I might have to go for the Misery Bay IPA as a write-in for like the 64th seed or
awesome
or whatever the fuck that is. So, but yeah, I dig this. If you get a chance, go check it out. It's the Brewing News. Sorry, it's brewingnews.com/NIPAC. That's it.
Nice.
That's the website for it. So cheers, buddy.
Cheers, brother.
It's a pretty good beer.
So we have another beer tonight or what? Really, what? We did two.
Yeah.
I think we can do another one.
Absolutely, we can do another one.
All right.
Oh, hey.
What up?
Oh, I wanted to bring this up to you, too. We got an email from a fan.
Really?
Yeah, it's our one friend Randy.
Randall Flag.
Yeah, I told him I was going to mention this because after he sent me this link and everything about his sick puppy hits his spit mic.
I just bashed my fucking headphones against the spit mic.
He's got this. He has this website he started called FridgeFright.com.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that, dude. Sorry, dude, man.
This site's fucking messed up.
Yeah,
it's basically you take pictures of shit that's in your fridge that grows. Like if you have like meatloaf that's grown over the years,
even in the office, man, there's something rotten in the office. Just take a picture of it, send it to the dude. This whole website's about rotten ass, nasty food that's unrecognizable.
I look
weird to some, but you know, I belong to a website called StreetMattress.com.
Oh, dude, yeah, I was on that for a while.
Yeah, I got like 90 to 100 mattresses up there. It's ridiculously stupid.
Well, this is what kills me is I'm looking at this guy's. I'm looking at Randy's site. I'm like, holy shit, dude. Check this out. Like, there's some nasty stuff on there. There's stuff.
I think
that
it all started at his workplace, I believe.
It probably did.
Yeah, I think it's on his website where it started at his workplace. He started taking pictures of the shit that people leave in there. And
when I first moved here about 10 years ago, Griff and I would literally put shit in my microwave just to see what would happen if it would cook for 15 minutes. So we'd have like.
Yeah, I'm kind of the opposite. I put shit in the microwave to see how long the microwave would last before it blew up.
Well, we would have like hot dogs that were jet black.
Nice.
We would bet each other how much money for the other person to finally eat it. But this dude's like, you have to check it out. It's moldy food. It's bad food.
Yeah, it's nasty.
But it's a good time. So
it's like driving by a car wreck. You just got to check it out.
Yeah,
you got to look. You're rubbernecking it, you know.
Definitely check it out. It's FridgeFright. Fridge Fright. Not fight, fright.
Fright, yeah.
.com. So yeah, definitely check that out.
It's
got some
funny.
Cool shit on there.
Yeah,
so,
it's very cool.
Submit some pictures if you guys are especially in college or you're just disgusting, lazy bastards.
Right.
And you have stuff growing in your fridge. Send that over to him because it's and tell him that Should I Drink That sent you.
Right on.
And I think he's going to buy you dinner and I think
and free moldy food.
And t-shirts. And I think he might finance a house for you also. But don't tell him we sent you for that part.
Yeah.
Just say that I heard online that.
I just heard rumors and shit. But hey, now that we're pimping people, I've known about this buddy of mine. And I think we mentioned him once on the previous show, but.
Who's that?
Drunken Pollock.
Oh, dude.
DrunkenPollock.com. I have to say this. I think we mentioned him before. Great guy. He sent me some Vertical Epic that I couldn't get a hold of. And, you know, we traded beers back and forth. But the man had a brilliant idea for February.
What's that?
29 days in February, right?
This year.
The boy's doing one beer a day for 29 days and reviewing them and posting them on his website.
Are you serious?
Yeah. 29 beers in 29 days. DrunkenPollock.com.
That's awesome. I know he was
brilliant idea, dude. Yeah.
I knew he was toying with the idea.
I would like to congratulate him. He just had maybe 2 or 3 beers back, he had his 100th review already. That boy's been busy.
Holy shit.
Drinking.
Yeah, that's a lot of drinking.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if we're going to be talking about people, you know, hitting milestones, too, I want to congratulate our good friend George Smith, too, owner of the 1 Minute Podcast. 1 Minute How-To Podcast.
And I have another one after that, actually. There's a lot of milestones going on.
Well, I just got an email from him today, actually, saying that it's under 2 years, and he just had his 1 millionth download, which is pretty cool.
It's cool.
We've actually partied with George a couple times at PodCamp Pittsburgh. And
he's throwing some porn in there.
We got him drunk. Here's the thing to learn. If you come to PodCamp Pittsburgh, the after party, the stories are nothing like the actual event. It's
Yeah,
legendary.
There's some forgotten videos, some forgotten photos.
It's legendary.
Some unmentionable media. That
George is a very cool guy. Actually,
great guy. Dude.
I met him the first PodCamp, and you know, we talked for a while and everything. And very cool guy. If you get a chance, you know, go check out his stuff. We'll have a link on our show notes.
Right on, dude.
You know, go check out his site. It's very cool. It's like I said, 1 minute. That's all you need to know.
And you know, even back to the beer related websites, dude. Big Foamy Head. .com.
Who?
BigFilmyHead.com.
Who are they?
Reg and Dick.
I don't know who they are.
Yes, you do. They just surpassed their 100th episode.
Oh, the Ricky Dicky.
Yeah, the Ricky Dicky.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we have podcasting friends of ours, you know, hitting milestones left and right.
Left and right, man. I was listening to James Spencer's Basic Brewing Radio.
Okay.
Latest episode, and he actually congratulated Big Foamy Head for their 100th episode. And coming from James Spencer, you know, that's a big deal, man. I'm proud of him.
What do they talk about? I've never listened to their show before.
Yes, you have, you lying bastard. Don't play it down. You love them.
I know Rick's going, you son of a bitch. And Dick's going, you asshole. I sent you all those videos about us barbecuing.
I sent you beer, you bastards.
You bricks. Thank you for the 10-50 from Big Foamy Head.
And if you do listen to the show, I got another package randomly on your way there soon.
Do we have anybody else that's hit milestones?
Who cares? That's pretty much it. We covered it.
We're on 32. They hit 100. Yeah.
Think we can do 100 by the end of the month? Dude, 29 shows in 29 days.
I'll tell you what. Do you think we're ever going to hit? Do you think we're going to hit 50?
I don't know. I'll probably. It's not like the show's going to fail. I'll probably be dead by then.
I'll drink a lot of beer by then. Yeah. We'll have a pretty good beer list.
Like I said, I'll be dead by then.
Sure.
Yeah, way to look forward to the future, brother. All right, so now that we're miserable with the Misery Bay IPA.
Yeah, I just want to chew some fucking steel or something.
Fuck you, Valentine's Day, and fuck you, Hallmark.
And fuck you, Hallmark, with your singing cards.
Yeah, that's retarded. And your Secretary's Day and your made-up fucking holidays. I want to kill you.
Yeah, like Christmas and Easter and...
Exactly.
Everything else you make up.
Usually I just... Because of them, I just pull my middle finger out of a fucking envelope.
There you go. Happy Valentine's Day.
No, here's a serious question. What I want to know is, what would you do if there was like a G.G. Allen Day?
I'd be embarrassed. I love the man, but Jesus Christ, dude. Come on, a G.G. Allen Day? That's just...
That'd be so.
If you take G.G. Allen seriously, you should really eat a bullet and join him in death. If you don't find the humor in that bastard, you need help. You really do. I'm a G.G. Allen fan, but it's because I find him very punk, very ridiculous, and very dead.
Attention campers, it's the final beer of the evening.
Final beer of the evening.
And the only way to finish this show for a anti-Valentine's Day is actually to do a hearted.
Yeah, we're going to be all love and tenderness now.
Yeah.
We are just for the sake it is Valentine's Day. We're having a little fun with her over the brutal bitter and the misery.
So now we're going to do the Bell's Two Hearted Ale.
Get it? Two Hearted?
Going right out to our buddies over there at... What show are they at? I don't remember. Groucho's?
Douche Report?
The Beer Cop Out?
Something like that. Yeah. The Modat Report?
That could be it. They don't get this, so... This is Bell's Two Hearted Ale for our good friends over there at thebeerreport.com, Groucho and Chud.
So we thought, you know,
because we can get
you
this
and your date are good beer lovers.
Anytime we want, Valentine's we can get this.
Day, get Two Hearted Ale. Although the label's not very Valentine's Day, got a fucking fish on it, but it's Two Hearted. Get
it's
it?
It's going
Two Hearted. And I'm pouring mine already. Where you been?
There we go. All right, let's see how this bad boy pours. We haven't actually reviewed this one on one of our shows. We've had this quite a few times.
Oh, yes. I've had this by the little mini keg.
That is one advantage of being in Pennsylvania is we do get this quite a bit. We get a lot of Bells. I don't know why.
We get every Bells, man.
Oh.
Yeah, it's hoppy goodness.
Dude, this is like an IPA dream tonight.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Nice two-finger head on both of these.
Me and my lady, some Two Hearted Ale and some Barry White. That'd be a perfect Valentine's Day evening. Yeah.
Dude, this is. Oh, I've been waiting to review this one. This is. Oh.
I'm not sure I want to review this one because I have nothing bad to say about it. It's a stellar beer.
Before, it's. You know, it's. For most people that are listening to this, we have had this. And this one is coming at 7% alcohol by volume. It is an American IPA, which we love the IPAs. We're not going to lie to you.
Right. I mean, it's an India Pale Ale style, well-suited for the Hemingway-esque trips to the Upper Peninsula. American malts and enormous hop additions give this beer a crisp finish and an incredibly floral hop aroma. And they ain't kidding either. It smells incredible.
Oh,
very well-made IPA. Very well-made IPA.
And if you're checking out Beer Advocate, this is hands down probably one of the best IPAs you're going to see ratings for.
Yeah, what do they rate this one?
A.
Of course.
Outstanding with over 1,000 reviews. This is hands down, according to Beer Advocate, one of the best IPAs you're going to have.
This is one of my favorite IPAs for Sick Puppy. 200 ale is incredible. I could drink this all day, every day.
And they do have this in Pennsylvania if you want to get the, mini kegs.
Yeah, little mini kegs, yeah.
Which we got for the guys for the Christmas party for everyone from PodCamp. We actually decorated the...
we covered up the Two Hearted Ale label with the us.
Yeah.
Meaning an SIDT Two Hearted Ale.
That's the best way to celebrate Christmas is with us.
Right on, brother. So you just want to...
Let's try it. All right.
Tell the peeps what you think about this beer, man. Go ahead and give it a shot.
Cheers.
Love this stuff. Yeah, it's heaven, man. It's got that hoppy bite to it. Not sour, not bitter.
Honestly, there's a lot of people that say that the 90-Minute Dogfish Head is probably the best IPA you'll ever have. I personally...
I'd have this over the 60, but not the 90.
I take this one over the 90.
Really?
Because a lot of the 90s that I've had recently...
Well, this is a lot smoother than the 90, I'll give you that.
The 90 that I've had recently hasn't had as much malt to it.
Ooh,
but this one...
I love the 90.
This one... Oh, this is heaven.
Yeah, this is a heavenly beer, dude. Good way to end a good Valentine's Day show, I guess, with a serious...
Satin sheets underneath the... Oh, yeah.
You, your lady, and some two-hearted ale and some berry white.
Oh, yeah. Let's get it on.
Let's get it on.
Well, that's more Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, whatever. Still,
yeah, this is definitely delicious.
Like I just said, we've been drinking, so I can't think of a good fucking Barry White song to save my life, but I have albums, Art. All right, cheers, brother.
Well, you know where they won't have this? I just got a little citrus to that one.
Nice.
You know where they won't have this? I've been watching this this new reality TV show on, of all things, CMT. It's Father Spoon Hates Country. Well, he hates country music.
Yeah,
so I don't hate the country.
I hate new country music, but I love the old stuff, man.
So, like, Hank Williams Sr., like, shit like that?
Yeah, even the Junior back in the day, man.
So, Sister Leshy got me into this new show. It's called My Big Redneck Wedding. Yeah, it's on CMT. If you want to watch a train wreck of America, watch this show.
It's like people from outside America watch that and like, Jesus Christ, the stereotypes are true. Well, fuck a bunch of morons.
Well, like
I actually feel sorry for the people being filmed on that show, dude.
Well, the one lady, she was hellbent on having this as like their wedding cake. It was in the form of cow patties.
Wow.
Another guy, he was a dumpster diver. I don't think I told you about this. He was a dumpster diver, so his wedding gift to his wife, he went to a dumpster and found a tricycle that had a horse on it because she likes horses. Gave it to her, and she thought it was the best thing in the world. Because she got him a lawn ornament that was a chicken.
Wow.
There was another episode where...
I saw him shopping for bridesmaids' outfits at Walmart one time.
The one fellow...
Camo
one,
shit.
Yeah, camo. Exactly. So you know what I'm talking about. There was this other chick where...
Ridiculous.
She went mud wrestling in her bride's... out in the bride dress or whatever. She went mud wrestling in that outfit, and then... They had this thing where they hooked up a mattress to the back end of this like four-wheeler ATV thing.
Shui, before you go any further, I've done that.
Really?
Oh, hell yeah.
Where you have the rope hooked up to the mattress?
Oh, I've grown the country, yeah.
That was part of their fucking reception, is they were doing shit like this. And then
That wouldn't fly in my family. It was just a bunch of idiot kids doing that on a four-wheeler.
Well, the last one that I watched, what they did is they actually had an auction where the guy was auctioning off his farm equipment to make, to raise money so they could go somewhere on their honeymoon.
Where the hell they go? Cleveland?
Yeah, pretty much, because he only got like $300, I think.
Jesus.
So, yeah, that makes me embarrassed.
That's for this
just
country,
one of those reality shows where you start watching it and it's like it's a train wreck from start to finish, but you go, how the hell do these people even exist?
Yeah, I don't watch too much TV, dude. My favorite show
is
Celebrity Rehab. I'm glued to that.
I never saw that.
I hate Hollywood. I hate actors. I hate it, but that's a different story for another night. But I love seeing them crash and burn and Celebrity Rehab. They're a fucking mess. It's a beautiful thing.
I'm just taking a stab in the dark here. Was there a Baldwin brother?
Yeah, dude.
Figure, see? They're everywhere.
Yeah, they're everywhere. They're a fucking wreck. Even the religious freak one.
Oh, that's great. So, overall tonight, Great beers.
Awesome beers.
Good time.
All three of them.
Two Hearted Ale. We had the Misery Bay. We had the Rogues.
Bitter. Bitter. Yep.
Pretty, you know, it's, if you're alone on Valentine's Day night.
Yeah, suck up some Brutal Bitter and some Misery IPA. You'll feel right at home.
Get loaded. Have a good time.
Yeah, and, get loaded.
And listen to some more SIDT episodes because we've got some good shit coming up here. Like I said, we have the magazine coming up.
Yeah, 2008 is going to be a kick-ass year for SIDT.
We have a lot of stuff coming up. The reason why we haven't had a lot of episodes really planned this past month in videos, stuff like this, because we've been focusing on writing this article.
And the flu.
And the flu.
Yeah.
We've been
I think
sick.
It's only been like 2 or 3 weeks since we did the last show, but, yeah,
but
it's not too
we've
bad.
We've been sick.
Right.
We've been really sick. So.
Seems like forever, guys.
Oh, yeah. But we have a lot of stuff planned for you guys. You know, website's getting redone, forums, stuff like that. Sign up for the mailing list. And
check out shouldibrewthat.com, my new venture.
Yes, I have a couple things coming up also where I'm going to start doing side beer reviews, blog format,
right.
Possibly video, stuff like that. Once I buy the domain, I'm not going to say what it is right now. So you fuckers out there, don't go out there and buy it out of my ass.
I think we'll both be contributing to each other's side ventures in some one way or another. So it's not like we're splitting off and breaking up the SIDT thing.
Oh, fuck no. SIDT is staying strong. It's just stuff that we do on the side. So
right.
Check it out eventually here. Like I said, subscribe to our mailing list because that's where we have everything. Go if you're on Facebook, join our group. If you're on MySpace, you know, join... Follow our blog where the
kill yourself.
What are they doing on fucking MySpace? All that shit. Anyways,
right on, dude. I got nothing else, man. Like I said, we've been drinking before this show, so I hope you guys enjoyed it.
I think I'm ready to go watch some TV.
Yeah, fucking A, dude.
I'm ready to go crash on the couch and have a couple beers. So.
All right, brother. So I guess we're out, man. As far as we got the Misery Bay IPA from Erie Brewing, the Rogues Brutal Bitter. And the Bell's Two Hearted Ale, all three great beers. Check them out if you can. And if you can't find them in your area, fuck you, too bad.
And if there is something you would like to see us review on one of our shows, feel free to send us an email, webmaster@shouldidrinkthat.com. Like it does go to both of us.
Right on.
What you would like us, there we go, to check out. And, hey, if you're in the Pittsburgh area and you want us to stop by your local establishment or party or whatever, hey, we'll be more than happy to show up.
We work for free.
We work for beer.
Well, yeah, there you go. That's a better deal.
And I do want to make an early announcement, too, that PodCamp Pittsburgh 3, that's four.
That's three, dude. One, two, three. There you go.
PodCamp Pittsburgh 3 will be happening later this year. Right now, the tentative date is later in September, but we're waiting to confirm all the dates. So listen in, and you can stop out. We will be sponsoring the Friday night meet and greet.
Right.
Pretty much set in stone.
Yeah, they actually expect us to do that now.
Yeah, because we are the beer guys.
We have no problem with that.
Yeah, so we'll be doing that. But yeah, hang out with SIDT, and we'll let you know what's going on with all of that. We'll probably give another presentation like we did last year,
right?
As far as we know. With the wonderful men over at the Wrestling Mayhem Show.
Bigger, better this year.
Yes. So check all that out. If you're unfamiliar with what PodCamp Pittsburgh is, go to podcamppittsburgh.com, .net, .org.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it is. And yeah, that's it. So, hey, we're going to go global this year. This is the first of many surprises with the magazine. We have a lot more coming. You guys are going to fucking love it.
Yeah, we can
hang on for the ride because we're bringing you with us. All you got to do is hold on.
We're going to make the public a lot more this year, so be scared. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
And it will not consist of...
celery?
Man candy.
Man candy.
Celery. police profiles.
Douchebag awards.
Well, I might get a couple of those.
Yeah, that's all right.
We'll see what happens. Anyways, everyone, have a wonderful St. Valentine's Day. Remember, February 21st, Father Spoon's birthday. Send me free shit.
No, send SIDT beer in honor of his birthday.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Or send me birthday wishes. FatherSpoon@shouldidrinkthat.com.
All right, it's been sick, Bubby.
This is the most reverend.
Drunken.
Father Spoon. The Pope of Porter. The Pope of Porter.
All right, we've officially lost it on this one.
The Bishop of Barley.
The homo of hops.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Right on, man.
The holy man of hops.
Yeah, I like homo was funnier. Shut up.
I could say the beatifier of barley.
Wow. All right, on that note, let's wrap it up, dude.
The Cardinal of Cascade. This is the most Reverend Father Spoon.
Yeah, sick puppy. Fuck, dude, we're out.
We're out here.
Bitches!
Stereo.